great if you could work me in again. Yeah, I can hold.
Don't mind if I keep this in the refrigerator? It's some extra mother's milk for Olivia. That way, if we got to lunch, we won't have to hurry back.
No, no, that'll be fine.
Thanks, Rusty. That would be great. Well, I appreciate it. Uh-huh, the clean lady will be home all afternoon. Bye-bye.
Well, it sounds like you're going to get your dining room light put up today after all.
Well, he probably won't be finished till midnight, slow as he is.
You should have asked Anthony.
Oh, this requires an electrician. It needs to be rewired. Glad I won't be home today, so I don't have to look at Rusty's backside.
What do you mean?
I mean, this guy wears his pants down to here. People ever notice that? I don't know about you, but every maintenance man I have in my home wears his pants at that level. I mean, like it's some kind of union rule or something.
I know, you're right. I've never heard anybody bring that up before, but that is the truth. Bill uses this carpenter sometimes named Vernon, and his pants are always way below the equator. You know, I just want to stick some flowers down there or something.
Charlene, do you all mind? Well, gee, it's true. This is a cultural phenomenon that has been completely ignored. And you know what is the most incredible part? That these guys walk around like this all day long in front of people, and they don't care. I mean, can you imagine if you had to come to work with your pants like that? I mean, the line of demarcation is just completely out of the bag, okay? And you're walking around, meeting clients, going to lunch, laughing and talking. Nobody says anything about it, and what's more, you don't care.
I know, I know. Well, a woman would never do that. You know, I think it must have something to do with testosterone.
You know what gets me is that nobody questions it. You know, if a woman walked around like this, why would she be arrested?
But I think it's mostly blue-collar men.
And that's another thing. Why does this never happen to male executives? I mean, you know, they don't seem to have this problem. I mean, you never see Bush and Gorbachev at the summit shaking hands with a little suit and tie on with their pants below sea level.
All right, that's it. I believe I've heard about all I want to know about male backsides, low-slung pants, and testosterone.
Excuse me, I can come back later.
No, that's all right, Anthony.
Now, Anthony, do you know why carpenters and electricians wear their pants, you know, hanging down below their, you know?
Well, no, I don't, Charlene, but I have Encyclopedia Britannica at home. I can get back to you on that.
Thanks.
Hey, where's my favorite girl?
Oh, she's upstairs with Mrs. Philpott.
Miss Philpott? I thought it was Miss Pine.
Well, Miss Pine quit to take a better-paying job. Mrs. Philpott said she would come back if I threw in car mileage and holiday bonuses. Oh, by the way, Vanessa called. She wants to know if you can come and pick her up. You know, her car won't start.
Well, she doesn't have a car.
Well, I guess that's why it won't start.
Oh, I'm telling you, this girl is going to be nothing but trouble. I knew something like this was going to happen. Now, you all are nice enough to give her a week's work, and this is how she starts out. She just didn't want to ride that bus.
Anthony, there's no reason to be so angry.
Yeah, she makes you that mad. Why are you dating her?
I am not dating her. We went out one time on New Year's Eve, and that's it. I'm not even interested in dating her.
Well, it's no big deal. I mean, I'll go pick her up where she lives.
No, 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 Mary Jo, that's not the point. I'll do it. But it's always something. Now, Vanessa's mother abandoned the family, and she's got 7 younger brothers and sisters. She's always stranded and doesn't have any money. Can I come and pick her up? Do I have a health insurance card that she can use? Oh, her phone got turned off. The cat is lost. Her little nephew got his head stuck in the potty seat.
Excuse me, Anthony. Is this the same person you assured me last week would make a wonderful temporary employee?
Well, yes, I did, Drew, but because I know you like to help people, too. I promise to you, I'm going to try to whip Vanessa into shape.
You know, Anthony, I don't know why, but I'm just not getting a real good feeling about this. And we've got to get ready for taxes. I need somebody to come in here and do a hard week's work on inventory. We don't have lots of time for nonsense.
Well, she can be some trouble, but she grows on you.
I don't want her to grow on me. I want her to work.
I'm mad at Anthony. He was supposed to recharge my battery this morning. Where is he?
Well, Suzanne, I hate to tell you, but Anthony's taking care of another woman who seems to have even more catastrophes than you do.
It looks like you've been shot out of the saddle.
Who are you talking about?
Vanessa.
Vanessa? Who's that?
You know, that girl he had a date with New Year's Eve.
Oh, please. Nightmare on Harlot Street? He doesn't care anything about her.
Well, he just went to pick her up.
What for?
Because she's helping us with inventory this week.
I cannot believe this, Julia. You mean to tell me you wouldn't hire that Tina Turner person to work here without even consulting me?
You were at the beauty shop.
Well, this girl doesn't know anything about inventory.
Well, she's had a job before.
Where?
Well, I don't know, Suzanne. You know, she was laid off.
I'll bet. Laid off, being the key phrase.
Sugar Bakers? No, I'm sorry, he's not. May I take a message? Oh, hi. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll tell him. Bye. Well, another precinct heard from. That was Lita. She wants me to remind Anthony that she's coming by today to pick him up to take him to lunch.
Well, he's playing it kind of fast and loose, isn't it? I mean, he's got one girl on the way here, another girlfriend who's coming to pick him up, and another one who's mad at him.
Very funny.
Well, excuse me, what's the cat doing off my milk?
What do you mean, your milk?
Well, it's the milk I expressed for Olivia.
What do you mean, expressed?
Well, you know what I mean. Suzanne, you didn't put this milk in your coffee, did you? I most certainly did not. Yeah, well, it's pretty funny to me how the cap got out of the refrigerator.
Well, you know, I probably set the bottle up here on the counter when I was looking for something else, and the cap just fell off. I certainly didn't drink it. What do you think I am, some kind of pervert?
And as you're organizing all the furniture receipts, it would help if you divide them into categories. For example, love seats and settees belong with sofas.
Are you sure? I thought a settee was one of them French toilets. Now, I stayed at a hotel where they had one once.
No, that's a bidet. That is a settee. But don't you worry about it, Vanessa. It isn't necessary for you to be familiar with all the items. Let's just organize the receipts month by month. You do know the months, don't you?
I sure do. I even know February. A lot of people get fouled up on that one. Say, do you have a safe where I could keep this? No offense, but I wouldn't want to get it stolen.
Well, we could probably keep that in the storeroom. No one ever goes in there.
Listen, about that skirt. Isn't that the same outfit you had on New Year's?
Oh, it was a lot like this. I wear this skirt with everything.
I see. Well, do you think you get a little bit more material?
Oh, I could ask. I got it from House of Yolanda. Why? You want one?
No. No, I just admit that I think it's a little short for work.
Oh, Vanessa, if you'd care to bring your lunch to work, there's plenty of room in the refrigerator.
That's right. Just don't drink the milk.
Oh, that's all right. Anthony and I'll probably just go out and get us a burrito or something.
Oh, Anthony, I forgot. Lita's coming by today to pick you up and take you to lunch. Did you know that?
Well, hello, everybody.
I had forgotten, Charlene, but thank you for the reminder. Hey, Lita, we were just talking about you. You remember Charlene, Mary Jo, Julia, and Suzanne?
Hi.
And this is Vanessa. She's helping us with inventory this week.
How do you do?
I do fine. How do you do?
Well, that's enough clever repartee. We better be going.
Yes, I left the beamer running. Well, it certainly is great seeing all of you all again.
It's great seeing you. Is everything going okay?
Oh, I feel just great. I'm running 5 miles every morning. I do the Sports Illustrated workout twice a day. How about yourselves?
Oh, we're just doing aerobic imagery, you know, where we just imagine ourselves exercising. Oh, it's the newest thing.
Oh.
You behave yourself, Vanessa.
Don't you worry about Jack.
Jack?
Who's Jack?
Never mind, darling. Just go.
What's a beamer?
That's Lita's way of saying BMW.
Oh, thought it was a zit.
Well, Mrs. Philpott just got Olivia down for her nap, so I guess we can all go to lunch, too.
I don't like it.
You don't like lunch?
No. I don't like anybody going out with the man who's going to be the daddy of my children. I don't nothing about Portuguese food. I don't even know what Portuguese is. Just give me some of that bouillabaisse stuff.
She'll have the bouillabaisse.
Very good. My name's Ian. I'll be getting your drinks.
Thank you. I'm not sure, but I think Ian might be a homosexual.
Why? Because Ian flirt with you?
No, Charlene, because his name is Ian, he's a waiter. In case you haven't noticed, the restaurant business is just riddled with homosexuality.
Thank you, Anita Bryant, for that very up-to-date and timely insight.
Y'all funny?
Oh, see, now you're laughing. Things aren't so bad. Now, don't feel bad about not knowing anything about Portuguese food. I had a friend once who ordered quiche, and she called it a quickie.
Well, that's one mistake I'd never make. I know what a quickie is. I just don't know anything else. I mean, that's classy.
You know, Vanessa, you've got the wrong idea about this class thing. Class isn't something you learn. It's something you've got.
That's right, and I just don't got it. Lita's got it. Let's face it, I'm an embarrassment to Anthony. I'm uneducated and dumb.
Vanessa, please stop saying that. You are not dumb.
Yes, I am. I thought a couch was a toilet and a car was a zit. I appreciate y'all trying to be nice to me, but it's hopeless. I don't know nothing about society or any of the things Anthony wants.
Who says Anthony wants that?
Well, you didn't see him asking me to lunch, did you? I mean, I've been trying everything to get that man to ask me out since New Year's. I make up excuses to see him all the time, but he's just not interested.
Yes, well, for somebody who's not interested, he sure talks about you a lot.
Well, guess who I just passed coming back from the ladies' room?
Ian?
No, Anthony and Lita. Who is Ian?
Our homosexual waiter.
Well, we should have known better than to come to this restaurant. Anthony loves it here, too.
Where are they? It's over there.
Would you look at that? She is rubbing the back of his neck and laughing.
That's all right. I don't care. She wants to start trouble with me. I got a switchblade.
Vanessa, I don't think it'll be necessary to use a knife. Tell me, do you actually have that knife on you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, it's just a fingernail file with a little extra hardware on it.
Oh, could I see it, please? I'm interested in weaponry. I have a gun myself.
I got it from one of them toll-free numbers on TV. I do it all the time. And if you keep moving, you don't have to pay for it.
Really? That's interesting. Ooh, look at there. Rhinestone handle. Ha!
Oh, I like that. Suzanne, put that thing away.
Rachel, you're not going to believe it. A guy just walked out wearing a sweatshirt and jeans below the equator.
I'm telling you, it's an epidemic. I can't get it off my mind. I'm going to be thinking about something completely different next time I hear a newscaster talking about America's crack problem.
What on earth are you talking about?
We're talking about maintenance men and carpenters who go around with their pants drooping. Nobody knows the reason.
I know. It's because tools weigh them down.
You know, I never thought of that. That makes perfect sense. I bet she's right.
Oh, so simple. I can't believe it. You said you weren't smart.
Vanessa, that's absolutely ingenious.
You know, you guys are really something. I mean, really cute. No kidding. You cheering me up. Hey, what's the deal on this Lita person? You like her a lot?
She's real nice. She's getting her master's in social sciences.
She's a good dresser.
She's ambitious, bright.
She's boring.
We don't like her at all.
Don't you dare tell Anthony you said that.
Can you believe that?
What?
That woman over there at the next table, she's flossing her teeth in public. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's disgusting. Talk about no class.
Have you ever? I mean, people are sitting here trying to enjoy their lunch. She's sitting over there like some big old goober with a string in her mouth. I want you to go over there to that woman at the table next to us flossing her teeth and tell her if she wants to keep flossing her teeth, here is a quarter. Now she can go to the big pay toilet and do it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Very adept, Suzanne. I'm sure that's going to bring a really nice response.
Anyway, I'll tell you something, Vanessa. As Julia and Mary Jo and Charlene will verify, nobody plays the dating game better than me. Now, if you want to compete with this Lita person, we'll just give her a run for her money.
We gonna rob her?
No, we're going shopping.
Suzanne, this is none of our business.
Julia, you just leave everything to me. All I know is when I set out to do something, I get the job done.
So why is Suzanne picking up Vanessa?
I don't know, Anthony. I guess since they went shopping together yesterday, they now seem to think they're friends.
Well, you know, somehow that does not surprise me at all. They are a lot alike, and Lord knows they're both dangerous women. It's funny, but I get the same feeling around Vanessa that I always get around Suzanne.
What feeling is that?
Well, it's kind of like that feeling that you get when your car stalls on the railroad track, and even though there's no train in sight, you still feel kind of uneasy about it.
What kind of feeling you get around Alita?
Well, I guess I feel like my car just stalled, period.
That's what I thought.
Damn, Julia, I do not want to like this girl. She's everything I work to get away from.
So get away from her.
It's not that easy. She gets to me. She walks in the room and I light up. I hate that. Just when everything is going so good, I mean, I must be one of those kind of guys that's not happy unless he's getting off the Titanic and boarding the Exxon Valdez.
Well, I know when a woman gets a man to cussing, he's usually in trouble. I'll never forget the first time Reese Watson called me to tell me he definitely was not going to be falling in love with me. That's when I knew there was nothing left to do but reel him in.
You know, this is no small thing, this getting involved. Vanessa's pretty screwed up. On the other hand, she's got a lot of possibilities.
Well, you didn't start out where you are now, and here you are.
Oh, I could be screwing up my life, or I could be making the best decision I'll ever make.
I put my money on the first one.
Why don't we want what we need?
I don't know, Anthony. Why do fools fall in love?
Well, good morning, all.
Good morning. How are you, Vanessa?
I'm fine, Anthony. How do you do?
Anybody want coffee?
I'll just get my own, thank you. By the way, Mrs. Sugarbaker, I just wanted to say that whenever you're ready to discuss today's agenda, I'll be over at the disposal.
No, you'll be at her disposal. That's what I'm saying.
You know, Vanessa, I can't quite put my finger on it, but you look somehow different today.
I do. Well, actually, these are my new career clothes. But I still got that underwear you like, you know, with the hearts cut out.
Well, I think Suzanne and I will just go upstairs and take a look at Olivia.
Why? I've been looking at her since she was born. She hadn't done anything yet.
Anthony, would you like to get Vanessa started?
Oh, I'd be happy to. You look very nice, Vanessa.
Thanks. Would you care to have sex?
Well, no. Well, I would, but not now. Listen, I want you to stop asking me that all the time. Well, don't stop asking me completely, just not all the time. Once every day or so would be just fine. And don't ask me in public.
Okay. Would you like to have sex now and then not have it again till tomorrow?
Listen, Vanessa, that is not the only reason that I care about you.
It's not?
No, of course not. Don't be a dummy.
Oh, I can't help it. I am dumb.
No, you're not. You're very bright.
Oh, right. I guess I told you about the carpenter's pants.
What?
Oh, never mind. It's just that everyone's trying to make me feel good.
Yeah? So how you feel?
Good.
Listen, I want you to do me a favor. You know, these are the people that gave me my first break. Well, I want you to do the best job you've ever done on any job that you've ever had. And then tonight, I'm going to buy you a steak and we're going to have a nice, long talk.
We are?
That's right. If you're going to be with me, Vanessa, There's gonna have to be some changes. I'm talking about starting school, getting a job, and acting responsible.
Oh, you just give me goosebumps when you get bossy. I love you so much.
No, Vanessa, I'm serious.
I know. What are you thinking about?
I'm nothing. I was just listening to the sound of you reeling me in.
Anthony and Vanessa seem so happy together. They look really cute.
Yeah, thanks to those new clothes I got her. In that other outfit, she does look like a hooker with a preppy pimp.
Excuse me, Mrs. Stillfield. Would you ask about this?
Yes, I certainly will. Suzanne, did you turn in Mrs. Philpott's name to Unsolved Mysteries as being a con artist and a counterfeiter?
Yes, I did, Charlie, and I told you that weeks ago. She looks exactly like this woman named Roberta Harwood.
Well, that would explain why she got a visit from the police and a letter from the TV show.
Suzanne, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, Mrs. Philpott is a grandmother.
And she's lived in Atlanta all her life.
So she says.
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Philpott.
Well, it's all right. I just want to get it straightened out.
We really should be going. Night, y'all.
Good night, Charlene. Good night, Roberta.
Just checking.
Excuse me, I'm supposed to pick up a check. Oh, hi, Mrs. Shively.
Hi, Rusty. I got it all ready for you. Thanks so much. The light works great.
No problem. Anytime. Good night.
Good night.